This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman. President Joe Biden says he will withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th because the country cannot justify staying there two decades after the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
Standing in the same spot where George W. Bush announced the start of the war in October 2001,
it's time to end the forever war.
The president announcing all 2,500 U.S. troops will be out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks that sent American forces there, 10 years after Osama bin Laden's death.
Our reasons for remaining in Afghanistan have become increasingly unclear, even as the terrorist threat that we went to fight evolved.
The president says the U.S. must fight the battles of the next 20 years, not the last 20. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Bernie Madoff, who was convicted of running the largest known Ponzi scheme in history, died on Wednesday in federal prison, where he was serving a 150-year sentence. Reuters' Zachary Gelman reports.
Madoff's thousands of victims included individuals, big and small, charities, pension funds, and hedge funds. Among those betrayed were actors Kevin Bacon, Kira Sedgwick, and John Malkovich, baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Sandy Koufax, and a charity associated with Hollywood director Steven Spielberg. For decades, Madoff ran his scheme out of a midtown Manhattan tower known as the Lipstick Building, lying to his clients about trades he never made and returns that didn't exist, while duping new clients into handing over their wealth. The money helped Madoff and his wife Ruth enjoy luxuries such as a Manhattan penthouse, a French villa, and expensive cars and yachts, with a combined net worth of about $825 million. The scheme collapsed when the 2008 financial crisis drove his investors to try and cash out.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gelman. This is VOA News. The White House COVID-19 response team said Wednesday a decision by U.S. health officials to pause distribution of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will have no effect on the government's vaccination program and should reassure the public that the system works. At a virtual briefing, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients said the United States has more than enough of the two other approved vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, to continue or even accelerate the current pace of vaccinations in the country.
We are working now with our state and federal partners to get anyone currently scheduled for a J&J vaccine quickly rescheduled for a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. We're seeing this take place across the country.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the pause will give her organization and the Food and Drug Administration a chance to alert healthcare providers to be on the lookout for possible reactions to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and allow the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices time to determine the significance of the events. India's coronavirus infections reached a record on Wednesday as crowds of pilgrims gathered for a religious festival despite oxygen shortages at some hospitals and strict coronavirus curbs in other areas. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
After reporting less than 10,000 cases per day earlier this year, India has been the world's worst-hit country since April 2nd. The government blames a widespread failure to heed curbs on movement and social interaction. India on Tuesday said it will fast-track emergency approvals for COVID-19 vaccines authorized by Western countries and Japan, paving the way for possible imports of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna shots. The move will exempt companies from carrying out local safety trials. India has the biggest global vaccine manufacturing capacity and had exported tens of millions of doses before its own demand skyrocketed and led to a shortage in some states.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A former Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop has been charged with second-degree manslaughter. The Washington County Attorney Pete Orput charged Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department, in the shooting Sunday. The incident has inflamed racial tensions in the city that is just a few kilometers from where George Floyd died during a police arrest last May. If found guilty, Potter could face up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.